This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Speaking of bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda, the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, you knew it had to happen eventually. You knew it, that I would have to step in something so big and bad that they'd censor me for it, right? Is this thing on? Anybody out there? Yeah, I think so. No, it's a YouTube thing. Did we really get censored, Superdon, on YouTube, or is this kind of a sensitive subject? Because, you know, Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer, and she's our image consultant, right? She images us. She's like,
right.
You know, we're covering a story today as we open. By the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're covering a story about YouTube sending you a message the same day it sent you, Superdon, for me, but they sent it to you. And they sent it to Jeffrey Jackson for one of his YouTube videos and said something about, I don't know, is it censorship, is it not? I just found it interesting on the same day because I saw this message our good buddy Jeffrey Jackson did, and then you chimed in, oh, yeah, I just received a message just like that on behalf of or targeting the RS Bell Media channel on YouTube. Have we lost all YouTubes, or is it just one specific YouTube they target?
Well, okay, so here's the deal. Years ago, this video in question, at least for us, was from 5 years ago, okay? And we were kind of playing around with the YouTube monetization thing, you know, where it's like you watch you go to click on a video, and it shows the 30-second advertisement, and then your video comes on, right?
Right.
So we were
kind
of playing with that, and what it was an interview that we had done with Joni Abbott, and it was about this article in Medical News Today that was going after the, quote, hidden costs of breastfeeding. And so for some reason, it got flagged yesterday. And it basically what is this message from YouTube comes up, and it says, thank you for submitting your video for monetization.
5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago. It doesn't say that. But
right.
We did not approve your video for monetization because the content in your video or video details may not be advertiser-friendly.
5 years later?
Yeah.
Are they that far behind that they just now caught on to that video from 5 years ago?
It was kind of weird and bizarre. And apparently Jeffrey Jackson got the same flag from YouTube on his video about the flu shot and pregnant women.
Ooh, so, all right, well, we got a link here. Like I said, there's a theme. Maybe YouTube was suddenly searching for anything controversial about pregnancy, childbirth, and breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. I mean, but what were we advocating something untoward? I mean, were we charging extra money for like, men who wanted to breastfeed well beyond their years? I don't recall doing that.
One would think that something that an advertiser would not want to have their advertisement attached to would be something profane, adult content, Semitic or racist or something of that nature. So I went to the video and I pulled a clip of our video thinking, okay, well, I got to find the X-rated content, right?
Yeah,
the video
what was it that we did? I want to know.
So it's pretty shocking. You want to hear what our video said?
Yeah, all right, everybody give a listen because YouTube says it's not ad-worthy. Let's find out why.
According to this article at Medical News Today, many breastfeeding proponents, I guess we would all be in that category today,
also argue that breastfeeding has financial advantages over formula feeding. They say breastfeeding is free. But according to a new study, and that's what we're talking about, the notion that there's no cost associated with breastfeeding for the recommended amount of time is patently untrue, right? Breastfeeding, and I quote now, this is Mary C. Noonan, an associate professor of sociology at the University of Iowa. So you know this egghead's going to come out with something really dunderheaded. Stand by for this.
Yeah.
Breastfeeding for 6 months or longer is only free if a mother's time is worth absolutely nothing.
Wow.
Outrageous.
Oh, that's just horrible. Oh, I don't even know how they even allowed that on YouTube. That's just.
I quoted a sociology professor from the University of Iowa, and they don't think that's ad-worthy?
From an article in Medical News Daily.
Yeah. That was a great segment. Who are you kidding?
Wow,
and it went on
yeah.
from there, obviously, extolling the virtues, because you know Joni Abbott, of breastfeeding, superiority to powdered milk formula that I was given when I was a baby, and I projectile vomited that out. Maybe I mentioned that, and they said that wasn't
you
worthy.
You know, this show is a family-friendly show. We did, you know, we don't put, you know, questionable content out there. But, you know, the whole thing was about women breastfeeding and the media looking down, and in this particular case, looking down on women who breastfeed because they say that it's costing them money and costing society money because they're breastfeeding. Why this would not be advertiser-friendly, I have no idea.
I'm just thinking like breastfeeding pillows, breast pads, beer. There's all kinds of things you could advertise on that would be perfect. Perfect for that. I don't know what the problem is.
I'll tell you what,
YouTube
our millennial assistant producer, actually, I think she hit the nail on the head as we were talking about this previous to the show.
Yeah.
And she pointed out the fact that there are companies out there that manufacture formula and that perhaps those companies would not want to be promoting the idea that women should be breastfeeding.
Oh, well, then they don't have to advertise on it. There's plenty of other people that might.
You would think so. I don't know. It's a big question mark for me. And then you've got, you know, I'm thinking, okay, maybe we're like some kind of a special case. But if you look at Jeffrey Jackson's video, now here's his video where he is talking about the CDC statistics and the flu shot as it pertains to pregnant women.
Okay, all right, let's hear why this is not ad-worthy. I imagine GSK might not want to advertise on it, but there's plenty of others.
In 2006, the CDC's position regarding vaccinating pregnant mothers changed. Traditionally thought to be an unnecessary risk to the unborn child, the vaccinating of pregnant mothers opened the floodgates for new avenues of profit. The willful ignorance of a mainstream medical community forced rapid learning curves for parents attempting to protect their children. Doctors and scientists have been left shaking their heads in disbelief at the recklessness of this policy by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Ooh, well, I mean, I know the CDC is not going to want to advertise on that one.
So I guess the CDC commercial wouldn't go on there.
No.
GSK or Pfizer might not want to you know, Paul Offit maybe didn't want to put an advertisement on there. But
you're right, though. That pretty much covers all advertisers because it's basically pharmaceutical or bust, isn't it? It's all drugs and bust or bust. And, you know, maybe that's it. But still, 5 years later, they send us a message on the same day, Jeffrey Jackson and Robert Scott Bell Show. I find that a little interesting, a little bit too coincidental, so to speak. But Captain Morgan thinks it's just capitalism at work. What do you think? Call us, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. But listen, there was nothing about Pizzagate at all in either of those videos. No reason to not have it be worthwhile. Not that, you know, we do a lot on YouTube, but... by the way, what do you think of I got to ask you, Super Don, I didn't plan to do this, but Alex Jones went on and apologized for what he said about it. Did you hear that?
No, I did not. No,
well, that pretty much sucked. Now I get no opinion from you.
He apologized about what he said about what?
The whole cosmic pizza thing linked to the Pizzagate thing.
Why did he apologize?
I'm thinking there was a legal threat for a lawsuit. That's my guess.
You know,
I'll see it.
I will be perfectly honest with you. Yeah. I kind of know about the Pizzagate thing.
Yeah.
Being the person that I am, when it comes to a lot of these types of stories and these you know theories and stuff like that, I have a tendency to kind of just skim over the surface and kind of go, could be, maybe, whatever. Do my whole agnostic thing, right? But.
Yep.
That kind of shocks me a little bit that he would come on and apologize. That's out of character for him, in my opinion.
No, unless there was like a real lawsuit for, well,
Well, listen, look, dude, here, look at what happened to Ben Swan, right?
Sure. When he covered, he disappeared. So you know what I'm going to say about this? I think it might be a limited hangout at this point. It was a limited hangout to kind of get the new media, you know, at a fever pitch over a real issue. But maybe that's not where it actually happened. Because, again, I don't know. We didn't really cover it heavily except to say that pedophilia and the like is a real thing. It's a real thing among the highest levels of government, of finance, of industry, of politics. I mean, you name it, in Hollywood. So it's real. But the thing is, if they throw something out that they know, you know, just a limited little bit goes out there and the new media goes, ravages it, so to speak, that they can then discredit it by saying, see, there was no evidence. Y'all are just making it up. Because this is how the game is played. And that's a limited hangout. By the way, there's a great article at robertscottbell.com, thanks to our good buddy John Rappaport. Just came out this morning on the issue of censorship, interestingly enough. And, of course, John writes for his own site, No More Fake News, and we try to get his articles up here as well for the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. And it's titled, You're Censored Because Someone Might Get the Wrong Idea. And that's a great headline, because that's one of the things that's been argued. For instance, about, let's see, can we censor natural news? Can we censor Robert Scott Bell? Can we censor Jeffrey Jackson, for instance? Because someone might get the wrong idea, for instance. What if somebody really needed medical intervention and they listened to a show about natural medicine and they decide not to get medical intervention? Of course, it's a what-if game that can never be played to win in reality, because you don't know if they had gone in for medical intervention, if the same outcome, a disaster that the mainstream media would likely argue, would have ensued, because the modern medical interventions that are, you know, basically the monopoly standard are the third, second, or first leading cause of death typically. Even if you were to get cancer diagnosis that is correct and treatment that is correct according to allopathic medicine, oncology, it is just as likely to kill you as help you. In fact, it's more likely to kill you than help you. So this is one of those arguments that says, hey, you know what? We have the right to censor you natural medicine people. Because people will be hurt, because when they hear you, they won't do what we say they have to do. You follow me? These are authoritarians dictating speech based on an outcome that they claim to know when they can't know, unless they're wizards and warlocks and witches. But that would be an insult to wizards and warlocks and witches, because allopaths are much more dangerous. All right.
We don't want to get hate mail from Harry Potter, right?
That's right. Yeah, Harry Potter, a friend of ours at Universal, if we go ever. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the show tonight. We got Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. If he remembers, we're in daylight saving. And then, let's see, we got genetic causes of obesity, dangerous antidepressants, and, sleep. I might need some. I chewed on a chocolate-covered organic coffee bean before I went to air. Maybe that's why I'm a little jumpy. All right, we'll find out how to sleep a little later.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on dot-com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. We got a headline appropriate for Weird Al Yankovic to bring us back in from that segment there. Headline reads, "The Weirder Side of Obesity." I said it. The Weirder Side of Obesity.
Weird.
Genetic form, yeah, weirder. I know. That's why we had to have now, Weird Al coming in.
Before right. You finish this headline,
okay,
yeah. We almost need an oxymoron theme, right?
Because you did not come up with that.
This is why this jumped out at me this morning when I was going through the news and I saw this and I was like, "Whoa, what? Wait a minute."
Yeah. The weirder side of obesity.
Finish this headline.
All right. The weirder side of obesity: colon. No, not the colon that you're supposed to poop out of. This is just a colon like in, you know, when you type stuff, right? The weirder side of obesity. Genetic forms of obesity are rare, yet numerous.
Huh?
What? Huh? Wait a second. Who wrote that? Was somebody a little, well, I'm obese, but I'm not. Well, I'm just so confused. What's going on here?
It's very rare, but it's all over the place.
What? It's everywhere, but it's rare. It rhymes, but they didn't use the rhyme. Genetic forms of obesity are rare yet numerous. Now, you know, it's an interesting statement, too, because if you say genetic forms of obesity are rare, I will agree with you. Just like I say genetic forms causes of cancer are rare. I would agree with you, although they'll all say, well, no, 60% genetic, right? But what about what causes your genes to express? But in this case, how could it be rare and numerous? Did they define it? Did they rearrange the Newtonian molecules in some way as to say, well, we don't mean rare in the sense when we say rare is rare. It's sort of like a little bit pregnant. I don't know what they meant by this. Maybe that they've counted up a few more than they thought.
I believe that what they're trying to get across here is that it's rare, but it's more common than they believed it to be previous. So
they need a headline writer.
At one
writer.
Point was considered, oh, this is just like a one in a gazillion.
Yeah.
Is more like one in a million.
Okay. All right. Well,
maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. But, you know, once again, they are trying to blame things on genes. And it's not like we've ever said that there isn't a genetic predisposition
mm-hmm.
that is for real
sure.
for things. But it is not, again, like the cancer story that we were talking about last week. Or I think it was on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a roll of the dice. Oh, damn, I'm going to die of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the epigenetic factor that people are not, well, either they don't believe or they don't know about.
And there's feeding your pie hole factor. I mean, that's a real factor in obesity. You can't discount that. I know it doesn't sound really scientific, but man, oh man, you put that in and you keep putting that in and you don't metabolize it out. It's gonna pack on the pounds. But I'm more concerned about packing on the toxins, and the pounds are accelerated, if you will, because you got to, you know, dilute the toxins to save your life if you're not detoxifying appropriately. Now, one of the little things they have in here is about Canadians. We're going to Canada soon. I am back to Total Health middle of April. Toronto's going to host us, and Ty Bollinger and the Doc of Detox and Paul Barretero and many others are going to get together. It says about 20% of adult Canadians are classified as obese. According to Statistics Canada, while the CDC says in the U.S., I think more than a third of adults are obese. And you think Canada should have more obese people simply because it's so dang cold, I need the fat to insulate me. But no, it doesn't tend to work that way. I think that Americans eat crappier food than Canadians on average. Now, again, you can pick out a typical Canadian or an atypical, and you'll say, oh, well, they eat worse than Americans. Okay, there's always that. But in general, I think there is somewhat of a health conscious and activity quotient in Canada that's a little bit better if they're only 20% obese and we're over a third obese. But why is that? Is it because we're stuffing our pie holes too much? Are we eating at buffets? Well, some of us. But the reality is the quality of food matters, right? There used to be the old equation, speaking of math, calories in, calories out. It doesn't matter. It's just calories. It's all calories. What can you burn? But that's not true because you find that you interact with different foods differently. Foods that are processed, loaded with chemical additives, preservatives, colorings, and flavorings will be processed differently because it will cause your digestive system to malfunction, because it can't digest the food you give it because first it has to protect you from the toxins that are in the things that you're calling food wrapped in cellophane. And that alters the way you metabolize your food. And those toxins bioaccumulate as your liver and kidneys and lymph and everything else are not able to metabolize it appropriately or eat sufficiently. Partly because you might not be moving enough because you feel rotten because you're eating garbage food. So please, go organic, non-GMO, and drink a lot of water as we learned just yesterday on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Paul Barretero. You think you're hungry? You could be thirsty. All right, antidepressant stories up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Scott Bell Show.
You're listening on the radio, that's okay. You can also go to the website, robertscottbell.com. Listen there 24-7. Drop down the, I guess there's an archive page. Yes, there is. In fact, there's a video page as well. You can watch old videos. And all, I think they're all family-friendly, too. Maybe that's why there's no ads on them. Because, darn it, we don't want family-friendly. We want girls in bikinis bouncing on trampolines, like the
That's
man
right.
show from all those years
That's
ago.
Right.
That's what people advertise on, right? That's crazy.
Yeah, those are advertiser friendly.
I know. Is that weird?
You want to talk about breastfeeding or pregnant women? No,
right? No, nobody's interested. Nobody's interested. All right, folks. RobertScottBell.com. If you'd like to be part of the show, call me now. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. You can follow me on Twitter at RSBellMedia. You can even follow Superdon at It's Superdon, I-T-S, Superdon. So let's see. We were talking briefly about the whole cosmic pizza controversy, and I heard about Alex Jones, what he had said, and I think you got Mike from up in Canada right now listening on.
Yeah, my buddy Mike Phillip, he's the host of American Nook Radio, which is also a show here on GCN on Saturdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Central. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He was listening, and he had a little clarification because I hadn't heard anything about this. And what he said is that Alex was saying that the Comet Pizza thing was actually a distraction or like a false flag type deal, a distraction from the real child trafficking that's going on. And apparently there's a bunch of special forces guys that are going to be getting together with InfoWars and going after the real ones. So he was just apologizing to the Comet Pizza business. Because he's saying that that was an actual distraction from the real thing that's going on.
So I'm sort of right then in what I'm saying. It's a limited hangout. It's like it could be planted, in other words, information, so everybody will target it, and then they'll discredit it, and then they'll say, see, nothing any of y'all say is correct. I know how that game is played. So, okay, that's good to hear there. And, Mike, thanks for the heads up on that because we can't listen to every other show. We got our own show to do at this point, so I'm glad we got that cleared up. Was there anything else?
We got friends in Canada places.
Canada places. Oh, by the way, the food up there, I said it might be a little bit cleaner, but what we're eating down here is just dog food, and I don't mean that it's good for dogs either. So it's worse in the United States, in my opinion, unless, again, you target organic non-GMO food. I shared that video that I did, a Facebook Live, a few weeks back when we were at Grown in Miami. Shannon Allen, Ray Allen, and their great store. They're going to open one up, they tell me, in Lake Nona right near the Orlando airport. She hasn't got a definitive date, but if it works out, I'll try and broadcast from their grand opening, which could be fun. Just depends on if I'm in town or not. Because we got Toronto, and then after that, the best answer for cancer in San Diego. It's going to be a crazy month of a lot of trips Well, it's always trippy here on the Robert Scapell Show, what can I say?
Especially, about time. You've had a little bit of a break, haven't you?
Have I had a break?
You've had a little bit of a break, yeah. It's about time for you to do some Iron Man radio again.
I guess so. I thought, you know, maybe it's just the organic chocolate-covered coffee bean I ate before the show. That's made it really trippy. So we're going to have to talk about sleep a little later in the hour, if it's going to be possible. Now, there is a story I told you we're going to talk about antidepressants. Obviously, for many years, we've been covering how devastatingly dunderheaded and dangerous they are from the established psychiatric field that used to be about benign talking to people, right? Talk therapy, nothing wrong with that. However, over the course of, the 20th century, like much in modern medicine, drugs became the replacement for real doctoring. Right? The crutch. It's an admission of failure. If you have to resort to a drug, you've failed as a healer. I'm just saying. It could be a temporary failure. There's nothing wrong with that if you could learn from it and move on and save your patient before they die of the drug that you prescribed for them. But a whole category of drugs, one of the most profitable ever in the history of, since the Flexner Report of 1910, is the antidepressant groups, the SSRIs in particular, selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs. And we've been seeing occasionally these reports of live streaming suicides, which is just bizarre. You know, you think that that's part of like the horror movie genre, right? Fiction or science fiction. And it's actually happening in so-called real life. And when you hear about them, I never hear them mention, the victim of the stream suicide happened to be on, you know, multiple meds or an SSRI, a Paxil, Zoloft, Prozac, or whatever it was. And on top of that, they had just recently adjusted up or down the dose, which we know the most dangerous time when you're on those medications is when you're altering the dose. Because if you find a baseline that works right based on the suppression you're after or something that you're after, the percentages, let's say, of inclination towards suicidal ideations and behavior may indeed be neutralized. May. Because one of the things we know about SSRIs is it reduces or removes the governor on behavior. So that maybe you're occasionally bummed out, and you might even have a thought of, I wonder if I could just take myself out. But you would never act on it. But with the SSRIs in play, what they find is it removes that governor, that limiter on that behavior. So not only will you have that inclination or thought, you might actually act on it. The thing that would normally stop you, inhibit you, the quest to survive, right? The strong survival instinct that you have is removed from the equation. So here's a story from ABC News, and the headline is reading this. That's what's shocking. Antidepressant dose doubled before a girl streamed her suicide. Said a month before the South Florida foster child live streamed her suicide on Facebook Live, a doctor doubled her dosage on an antidepressant. And it was Zoloft's, Zoloft was the thing that they used. And it's a 14-year-old girl, Nika Vennett. And it's, of course, it's a black box warning for suicide ideation behavior, right? And she's a foster care child. This is another aspect of the disaster that is when government intervenes and doesn't allow, you know, families, churches, and others to take this place. There's always a risk anytime you lose, you know, your actual parents for whatever reason. But we've seen the endemic, how many times have we covered medical kidnap and other abuse stories, and including the thing we just mentioned about pedophilia selling children into these things through some of these systems that government has provided for. So it's a dicey situation, but when you add these SSRIs into the mix and you start seeing people streaming these things live on Facebook or whatever, these streaming social media platforms, you've got to ask the question, just like we do with every school shooting or mass shooting since the era of SSRIs and even Ritalin, how much were they on? How long had they been on it? Were they moving up or down in dosaging? Were they missing dosages? All of these things. You know, a rational, sane society would put a halt to the use of these medications, except in the most extreme of circumstances. And, of course, we would be doing a lot of different things here, including the use of CBD in its place, perhaps, or even to pull people off of that ledge, take that anxiety aspect of the depression out so it doesn't feel as intense. And maybe we can manage it now with more talk therapy, or even better, in combination with that, we can look to say, hey, is this little girl... not only has she been abandoned in some way by her parents, who knows what the backstory is, which could be emotionally devastating to anyone. But what were they feeding her? Were they feeding her fast food? Were they feeding her food in cellophane, which could add to the burden, which could also add to the burden of having a lack of or a deficiency in vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, essential fats. We talked about fats with Sally Fallon Morell last week. You're deficient in fat, especially as a child. You're going to have all kinds of endocrine issues. You may have a lot of depression. Because happiness depends on adequate fat in your system, in your life, in your diet, in your body. So, Super D, am I missing anything about the story? I just want to give it a rounder perspective.
No, I mean, you hit all the important points. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, with the Zoloft, it had the black box warning.
Yeah.
So it's already a drug that they know, and it's been proven, and it's even right on the box that it's going to cause this. And then... it's funny when you look at everybody passing the buck in the situation. You've mm-hmm. got the company that makes it, Pfizer, goes on and says, well, you know, it had the black box warning on the package, you know,
we put that
on there. So then you go from Pfizer, let's go to DCF, right, in Florida. Well, DCF goes, well, you know, we don't prescribe medications. The doctors are the ones that prescribe medications, not us, right? So they're passing the buck off to the doctor, but how many times have we talked about, and we've covered these medical kidnapping situations where specifically they kidnap the kids,
yes,
take them from the parents, they end up in the hospital, and the hospital has this deal that they've made with these pharmaceutical companies to do the medical testing on the kids or to medicate the kids with the drugs that they... are saying that these kids, you know, need, mm-hmm. you know, so, that, you know, one hand is always shaking the other.
Yeah, you're so right
in these situations.
Here.
But they can always pass the buck to somebody else to say, well, it wasn't us because so-and-so, whatever, you know.
Sure, we're Department of Children and Family Human Services, whatever you call us, we don't prescribe the medication. Oh, but we also happen to have a secret backroom deal to funnel these foster kids into medical care, and guess what? Third-party insurance payers, probably the government, U.S. taxpayer, ends up footing the bill. And guess what? If the parents or the foster parents dared to say, you know what, we're going to try CBD on this 14-year-old, you know they would be threatened. They would lose their ability to be foster parents because, again, we have, and I haven't said it today, so I'm saying again, but it's for my longtime listeners, we have a religion in America, in the United States, in violation of the First Amendment, because the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But we have a state-sanctioned religion, and it is the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And it mandates participation in it, particularly under Obamacare, but even prior to Obamacare. Again, if you wanted to take your kids to a holistic health care provider, medical or otherwise, that was holistically inclined to reverse cancer, for instance, without chemo, radiation, or surgery, you'll find out how fast that government, state-sanctioned monopoly medicine church will clamp down and steal your children from you. Kidnapping. You know, people have said the abuse of the Catholic Church or the abuse of wherever you want to say there's abuse, and it's rampant in a lot of places. But the biggest place is the abuse visited on children by government-mandated medicine and the medical kidnap issue. And so look to these issues, look to these children. If you know of any kids that are in harm's way right now that might stream something as devastating as this suicide or even homicide, find out what psychiatric meds they're on. And I don't know what you can do, but my gosh, be careful around them, because if you're modifying their doses at all, that's when the risks go way, way high. Homeopathic remedies for depression include sepia for extreme anger, stramonium, and for frustration that often precedes these issues or even maybe happens after the fact when you're so frustrated by what you see going on. You don't have to resort to heavy medication. You can do argentum nitricum. Homeopathic argentum nitricum. Remember, stramonium for intense anger, sepia for depression. We got those in King Bio formulas as well. You can go to kingbio.com, call them 800-543-3245. Back to find out how to sleep if I can't because I ate a chocolate-covered coffee bean. Organic!
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Notes are up. Go to robertscottbell.com. Scroll down. Look at all of them. Click the links. Read about it. Learn about it. Also, Total Health 17, April 21, 22, 23. And that is going to be in the Metro Toronto Convention Center. Where they say Century. C-E-N-T-R-E. You notice they do the English style center? Century. And I know it's pronounced center. Don't call me on that one. Then we've got the Best Answer for Cancer coming up after that in California, San Diego, and a whole lot of other things. I think if we're still scheduled for IACT, I'll confirm. That'll be, I think, in June in Las Vegas. So there is stuff coming up. But you keep checking back in the notes, robertscottbell.com. All right. Now, the question of sleep. Oh, by the way, yeah, CBD, that's one of those things. Yes, of course, CBD. Take the anxiousness out. You can do that. And you can get RSB15. That's the code at pluscbdoil.com. You get 15% off. Pluscbdoil.com, RSB15. All right, let's go beyond that, though. Because there's a service offered by a mattress company. There's a lot of competition for mattresses, isn't there? Like mattresses and pillows. Oh, yeah. Like we got it. Like right. You can get them wherever you want, but get them for me, and I've got a bonus for you. If you still have trouble sleeping, right? This company called Casper. I guess it was like Casper the Friendly Ghost. I don't know how they came up with this, but they have this right. Can't Sleep campaign, and they have a hotline they've established. So, folks, if you know, we talked with Captain Morgan last Friday, a Freshman Friday segment, about not being able to sleep. I talked about hypoglycemia. I talked about liver issues. You know, things beyond melatonin, which where she was at. And I think we got her some help, and anybody that was listening, we got her some help. But if you still need additional help, perhaps this is a new resource for you. A toll-free hotline if you can't sleep. Now, they have different recorded, I don't know if they're messages or they'll play on a loop, but it's sort of like if you call up, there are different things you can select, right? Have I got this right? There's a menu of things you have options for.
Yeah. Yeah, and I actually called it.
Did you really?
I had to do my due diligence here on the story and vet this completely before we talked about it. And so You've got this toll-free number, and you call, and this British-accented man answers, and he says, if you can't sleep, you can press 1 to hear the sounds of the ocean.
Okay.
You know,
that
just
sounds,
play some ocean sound.
Yeah, okay. Big, relaxing thing to hear.
And it said, you can press 2 to hear wind chimes blowing in the wind.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right. Well, that, you know, that sounds good too, right?
All right.
Then it starts to get kind of weird.
All right.
You could press 3 to travel back in time to the 1990s.
Did you do that?
I did. I pressed 3, and it made the sound of a dialing up modem.
Oh, gosh. Now, that's not going to make you sleepy.
That's not going to help you sleep, but kind of funny, right?
Okay.
If you press 4, you will undergo hypnosis, and you press 4, and you hear this voice, I want you to lay down.
I think I do do online hypnosis.
From 10, you know, okay. Type thing. It's like, okay,
all right.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then press 5, you get a motivational speech. Again, how is that supposed to help you sleep? I think
yeah,
that's going to wake you up. Right?
You're going to be the best sleeper ever. Just count
then,
with me. Right? No, that's
and then
not
it
no
got
work.
It, then it started getting really weird. So okay. I we've got some clips here of what happens for the next couple of them here. So if you press 6, what you hear is this. This is the sound of a grandma who misses you.
Okay, here we go.
Are you eating? Your skin and bones. Oh, you don't look like you've been eating. I should make you a nice casserole. It's cold out. You're not wearing a scarf. Here, have some banana bread. I made it for your grandfather fresh last week. It's so good. It's so good. He loves it. We love you.
I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping yet. I'm definitely
then
not sleeping yet.
Yeah. Then if you press 7, this is supposed to help you sleep. This is the history of the cocktail wiener.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
The history of the cocktail wiener. The cocktail wiener is a tiny sausage, oftentimes served on a toothpick or a plastic sword. But this whimsical meat snack is so much more than a tasty treat.
Are you asleep yet? I'm not asleep.
There you go. Now,
I think
here's something that might
possibly... We got to get this. We just got to play it.
Just play it. Remember Urkel?
Yes. This is going to put you all to sleep. Get ready.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking CBD for me.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm back to CBD. That hotline did not work at all.
If it doesn't help you get to sleep, at least you'll get a good laugh.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you want to stay up laughing, it's not going to help. All right, folks. If you want to stay awake with us, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing with Dr. Rasha Bitar. We do some advanced medicine together. And there's some cancer questions. Get ready. It's going to get intense. Because the power to heal, most definitely, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.